From midday till one.
From midday till one, please enjoy the show. Robbie's Modern Life, welcome.
Sorry, guys. Hey, what's up? Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. You might not know who we are. My name's Robbie Armfield. I love two things. Cheese, crackers, and Tarantino.
That's three things.
Yeah.
Three things.
Whoops.
Now.
Oops.
Oops, I did it again. Hey, who's that over there? Mitchell.
0409-945-945.
Great. And who are you?
Thanks for tuning in.
Who are you with the beanie Bernie?
Hey, man. Welcome to Robbie's Modern Life.
And what's your name,
hey,
lady?
Welcome to Sophie.
Fantastic. Today, we're going to be with you for one whole hour on this motherflipping station. You know what? It's the best show on the grid, and here's why. We've got great music and great comedy.
You have some shit ideas, Bernie.
Yeah.
You wanted to like narrate dogs outside earlier. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh.
So not funny.
You've filled up your phone to the brim with dog videos.
Yeah, I've narrated them as well.
I know. Some of them are so unfunny. It's like, they're literally so uninteresting.
Here's a clip.
And the dog is out, confused as hell, in swimming towards the waves. And I go, see the guy's shoes around and all that. So I'm trying to call the dog.
Come here. Come here. Come here. Come, boy. Come, boy. Come, come, come. Come, boy.
He started paying attention to me, which is great, because he didn't know where he was going. He couldn't see shore. So I decided that I better give him a hand, because everybody was trying to help the guy. Bloody idiot. The poor dog. So I laid on the board and let the dog climb on my back.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
Boring.
Scared.
That must have been a bad one. That was an off
I want
day.
To support you in everything you do, but it's just so boring.
Was that's the coming best up one you had or the worst one you had?
Well, we have to stay tuned. That's coming up.
All right. Well, we have more of that later.
What else is coming up?
Yeah, according
you better tune out now if that's the case, because...
Hang on. We'll give you a warning when it gets close.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll do that. Mm-hmm. We've also got plenty coming up on the show this week, including but not limited to Bernie. Not only have you been narrating dog footage, but you've also organized a big sled race, which is pretty exciting. Is it going to be awesome or what? It's got so many people in attendance, all sled racing to see who wins.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Hopefully you're looking at a weekend in June for the event. We're just waiting on the council approval for the sledding location,
yeah.
I think. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Rob. Yeah, just waiting on the council approval.
Sounds awesome.
How did you come up with this? It sounds like a shower idea or something, like something you just come up with.
Yeah. It's that kind of that shower idea, like hot shower in the morning. And I thought, why not have a big sled race? Get us all together.
Okay. And like Threadbow or something?
Not quite.
On the road? Like a dry sled race, not an ice, not a snow sled.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
It feels like you've left us to sort of meet out the details of this whole event. From what I can read here, it's pretty much all you've got. It's just that it's happening in June.
Well, people are coming, Mitch. We've got to organize it somehow.
Okay. Oh.
Have you reached out to any locations yet?
I've just reached out to council. I'm just waiting on approval for the sledding location. And
but you must have like written something to them to get the approval. Like you must have some details.
I know. Let's not get bogged down in the nitty-gritty.
And if you're a fan of Antiques Roadshow, you might be interested in this next factoid, Sophie.
Oh, yeah. The oldest British pound has been unearthed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's so dusty and old, it almost looks like a lump of dirt It's so old.
I'm looking at the image now you've just brought up here on the big slideshow.
Yeah, I wish the listener could see this right now. And I wish you could smell it. It stinks so much too. But it's reportedly worth upwards of £500 in today's currency.
Yeah, wow. Right.
Nice.
Okay. Do we have more information on that later on the show or something?
Yeah, should be coming up later. We'll find out also where it was unearthed.
Fans of Antiques Roadshow might enjoy that one. Mitch, a soldier has broken ranks for a pretty heartbreaking reason.
Yeah, the reason will actually heartbreak you. Their name is Guillermo del Tasco, and they are a sniper in the U.S. Marine Force. So they were ordered to shoot the head off a young boy overseas.
Oh, no.
But in this particular situation, he trained his sight on the young lad for over an hour. Guillermo decided it was not the right thing to do and laid down his arms eventually, thus disobeying a direct order and therefore defecting from the military entirely. That's what's sort of breaking our hearts at the moment. They were eventually flown back to the United States of America at no additional cost to the soldier. And have been offered compensation and counseling on arrival. So I guess it's kind of a nice ending to that story.
That is a heartbreaking story.
It's heartbreaking, but
lost his job.
He got
for a beautiful heartbreaking reason.
Mm.
He got stood down, did he?
Stood down, but yeah,
but no additional cost to him.
The compo should keep him going for years on end. It was so much.
Mm. And anyway. He got counseling for the whole situation.
You've got bail. Christian Bale, famous actor, has turned on Google Alerts for his name, according to some gossip magazines, and he's attached his name now to the cause of the stolen bales here in Australia that were to be donated to the farmers during the drought, bad drought that's been happening over the last few years. So that's a bit curious. More on that coming up later on in the show.
And a dog has waited for their owner at the cinema stanchions for 3 days after they left through it. After they left through a different exit. So to clarify,
3 days.
One dog has waited for their owner at cinema stanchions for 3 days after they left through a different exit. So the dog's waited there for 3 days in its entirety, while the owner covertly went out. Well, didn't even mean to. Just sort of forgot and left through another exit.
Fire exit.
Yeah, sort of a fire exit of the cinema. Just thought it was more convenient for that car. Left their dog, but the dog patiently waited for upwards of 3 days.
Yeah.
And we're all so excited to hear the dog side of the story here.
Yeah. I think Dendy Newtown want to create a little statue, thing for it there, a little dog on the stanchions thing.
Did you make a video of this, Bernie?
Well, I did hear about this article and I couldn't help myself but narrate it. So I made a little clip, but we won't be looking at that.
Also coming up, the European Union has officially denounced, and Rob is going to eat 5 packs of classic Sour Patch Kids and see what happens to his body overnight.
Yeah, we're going to have real doctors monitoring my heart, blood pressure, mental state, and everything else to really see what the effects are on this. I'm not looking forward to it. Personally, I hate the taste of these things, and generally speaking, they don't make me feel that well when I have even a couple. So 5 packets should really do a number on me. Well, but we'll see what happens in a very official sense later in the show.
Doctor's going to be watching.
And Mitch, something interesting has happened in Narrabeen.
Yeah, a local Troy Irving you might have heard of before has aggravated the World Health Organization, and after releasing a short viral video saying the second wave is a bunch of horse shit. The avid surfer is quoted saying, quote unquote, "Everyone knows the seventh wave is the biggest one in the set."
Inflammatory. Yeah, that's got the WHO all riled up, I think, there. It's terrible.
Certainly has. Hey. Well,
sorry, man. There's some news with Gene Wilder.
Oh, yeah. Right. Lastly here.
Coming up in the show.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. Gene Wilder, of course, RIP, has confirmed in a posthumous blog post that the now infamous chocolate edition of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory does exist, in quotes, and that it is, quote, out there in the world for someone to find. If they, quotes, so please. So we're going to be learning more about what that actually means later in the show. Do stick with us. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show. We're loving your company here on FBI 94.5. And after the break,
I'm hungry.
We are going to be ordering some pizza, but we're going to be ordering whatever you decide that we should order. So you text in on 0409 945 945. What pizza should we order?
Please text
what
in pizza pepperoni.
Should we order? What pizza should we be ordering?
So please,
what pizza should we be ordering? Text in 0409 945 945. What delicious pizza would you like for us to eat? Let's jump into a song now. And after the break, we'll be chowing down on that sweet sucker. Bye.
Meat lovers.
Oh, I hope it doesn't have pineapple. Not meat. I hate that on pizza.
Meat lovers with pineapple.
No.
Some say my fire burns way too high. Some say they find me too hard to touch. But I think it's not enough. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. You know I like it loud, cause that's the only way. No taste for subtlety and no time for restraint. Now I go all the way. I'm flamboyant. I go all the way. I'm flamboyant. I go all the way. Flamboyant. I'm flamboyant. I go all the way.
And we're live right now on FBI 94.5. Welcome to Robbie's Modern Life. My name's Robbie. With me are my three amigos, Sophie.
Hey.
Bernie.
Hey.
And Mitchell. Tell us a bit about yourself, mate.
Hey, how you doing, Mitchell?
Hello, welcome. We are so appreciative of you being here and so appreciative of you texting in on 0409 945 945. What pizza should we be getting? You've been flooding them into us, and we're loving that correspondence.
And we're not going to trick you because this is a pre-record, and we will be airing this in the studio. There should be someone there monitoring the levels and receiving these text messages. So we're going to leave a little gap here for them now to shout you guys out.
Read out now the pizza text that everyone's been getting involved with, suggesting what pizza we should have. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, guys. Sophie here. Okay, Marty from Narrabeen on the text line requesting barbecue horse with horseradish and pineapple, Bernie's favourite. Another text here from Anonymous, isn't Gene Wilder a man? Another Anonymous text, bananas. Molly on the text line with pepperoni, good choice. Maya, another vote for pepperoni. Got Ben from Barara with pineapple. Ooh. D'Angelo as well for pepperoni.
Time's up!
That's right. Wow, thank you for doing that, whoever that was, in the studio there playing this audio.
I hope it's one of us. I'm just gonna say that too.
Should be.
Maybe if it makes more imagine sense. If it was like, I don't know,
celebrity. Obama. We should get Obama to do
hello
it.
I
we just took text? The text line here real quick.
Some text here.
Pepperoni?
That'd be amazing, Sophie.
That'd be so cool.
No,
be
do you know what? Hearing those texts just then, they sound so delicious, those pizza flavors that everyone suggested that we get. And so
they're already ordered. So
actually, they're already ordered. Oh my God, that's right. So the pizzas should be here any moment. And we're going to have a lovely pizza party here, right here.
Yay. So the pizzas that you guys have just ordered here live on Monday afternoon should be coming to us now.
Yum, should be coming lunch.
Any moment now.
What? Mitch, how did you do that?
I don't know, I guessed.
No. They're going to be here in like 2 minutes.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, so
I've got it here on my application.
You just use a ding dong app, did you?
Yeah.
It's a bell app. Ding-dong app.
It's native just to the app.
Yeah,
no, it's I've got it here on my phone application. It says here 30 seconds. So I guess the only way that we can fill this time is by maybe singing some Queen a cappella.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You start.
You start.
Yes,
like this one.
Back when music was good.
We will eat you. Pizza?
Pizza
party!
We will eat you.
Pizza! Baby, you're a pizza delicious. I love every topping on you. You're so yummy. You got cheese on there. Tomato paste. Cheese filled crust. Yummy, yummy in my tongue. Yeah, we will eat you. Oh,
we're going to eat you.
Yes!
Yay.
Okay.
Yes! Hey!
Hey, hello.
Bernie, relax, please.
Thank you so much. We've got so many pizzas.
Ooh. Hey, you know what?
Oh my god, we don't even know what flavors they are. We don't even
try out
flavors.
This new superpower.
Yum, yum, yum.
All right, it worked. Awesome. I'm just going to have a look at these. Oh, yes. I don't know how long this superpower is going to last. Pepperoni. Margarita. What's this? Mushrooms. Capricosa kind of. What else? Oh, they look like they're moving really slowly. I don't know how long the superpower's gonna last. I better. Yeah, I'm just gonna swap Sophie's glasses with Rob's glasses. And I'm gonna fart in Mitch's face. There we go. And pizza's back in place. Everybody's normal.
Oh,
yeah.
These pizzas. Oh my
god. Yeah, they look good.
They smell great, says. Man.
Wait, what? Robbie, why are you wearing my glasses?
Huh? I'm not. Oh.
You guys mix up your glasses somehow.
I don't know how that happened.
Oh.
That's like that. Yeah,
did you
like,
order fart pizza?
I don't think so.
Mitch.
Mitch, it wasn't me. I'm all the way over here.
No one said it was you, Bernie.
Oh, I know.
Oh. Okay, let's just swap our glasses.
Please, I can't read anything.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, what pizzas do we
that's
get?
Odd.
Oh, yum. Ooh.
Yummy.
Yummy.
I'm ready to tuck in.
Yummy, yummy.
Delicious flavor that they requested for us.
Smells so good.
What is that? A capricosa?
Capricosa.
I can smell it. I can smell it. I know what they are. Capricosa margarita. Supreme me lovers.
What is the superpower, Bernie, that you got? You can work out pizzas from just smelling them?
Yeah.
Was he right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's right. What?
I'm pretty good.
Spot on.
So it wasn't me that farted.
You got a nose for this stuff.
All right. Yeah. Pizza party. Here we go. Everyone dish out your own pizzas.
Mm. Oh, yes, please. Mm. Let's look at what I got.
Pepperoni
for
me,
bit of
please.
Pineapple. Mm. Bit of capsicano.
I love pizza.
It's good. I like real rubbery. Onion. I like it.
Where'd you get this from?
And I love pizza when it's...
All right. I've managed to freeze time again. But I don't know how long this superpower's going to last. Let's see what I can do here. I could swap the pizzas out. It's too obvious, though. Maybe I could...
Pizza is so delicious. Uh-huh. God, it's so yum when it's like got the cheese on it, got all the toppings on it.
Which is your favorite
one? I like the ones that have the cheese and the crust. Nothing seems to have changed in that last, whatever, couple of minutes as well. It's good. I mean,
good. Like, everything's kind of normal.
Pepperoni's
the rest of
my favorite.
30 years
I think I'll probably only eat the pepperoni if you guys don't mind. You guys can share.
Only pepperoni.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm only the pepperoni.
There's more than enough favorite. To go around. There's
slice
more
slice.
Than enough.
Slice for slice.
Maybe later. I'm just going to have a few more pieces of. Yeah, okay, Margie.
What's on the pepperoni one, actually?
It's just, I think it's tomato sauce.
Pepper.
Cheese. No. No.
What?
That's what those little things, the
little
red
discs
things are
just like pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Those little
pepperoni
round discs.
And what's the yellow stuff?
Cheese.
Yeah, right. Cheese.
Sophie, are you sure there's no pepper on that?
No, there's definitely no.
All right. With my new superpower, I've managed to stop time again. And I'm going to try and get pepper and put it on the pepperoni so I can prove Sophie wrong once and for all. Alright. So, pepper here. Look in the cupboard here. Alright. Doesn't seem to be any. Oh, I think I'm running out of time. Oh, shh.
No pepper on here?
No, definitely not. There's
no, it doesn't look like it.
It's called that because it's pepperoni. It's not actually pepper.
Oh, God, I ran out of
moron.
Time. I ran
out
of time.
Talking to yourself, Benny. You sound like you're crazy.
You ran out of time. There's heaps of...
So,
the
I mean,
pizza's not going anywhere. It's okay.
Oh, sorry. I was on
great
a
point,
call.
Sophie. There's so much time to eat all
time.
This pizza.
Yeah. Sorry. I was on a call.
What one are you eating, Mitch?
On a call. What, like Bluetooth? That?
Yeah, Bluetooth. That's it.
Are you okay, dude?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yum. I love pizza. Let's eat this pizza. But let's listen to a song while we're doing so, because that'll be delicious.
Pizza and music, a delicious combination.
Maybe
one that we didn't make, please.
Let's listen to this song and eat some pizza. Yum!
very, very old song. My father has taught me this is our traditional song. Song about rainbow serpent.
What's up, party people? You're watching Robbie's Modern Life, FBITV.com.
Subscribe and comment.
And leave that bell on so you know when it's on. My name's Robbie. With me are my three douchebag friends.
Hey!
Sophie.
I'm not a douchebag, actually.
No, you're a dickhead. Bernie.
I'm not either. Hey.
No, you're an absolute loser. Mitch.
I take offense to that.
Sorry. What was that?
Sorry?
Sorry, what? Record scratch. It's in all seriousness, folks, we are so happy to be with you right now. Sophie's awesome, Bernie's funny as, and Mitch
is awesome too.
Is great too.
People are awesome.
Must be something.
People are awesome, and that's
Robbie's
why.
Awesome.
And I'm pretty cool as well, so do
Robbie,
stick around.
You get to know him.
Pardon?
You're really tall, man.
I'm really tall. Sophie's really calm. Bernie's really witty. Mitch is really graceful. It's just the way the show is right now. And moving swiftly along here.
Or slowly if it's wet cement.
Loving this pizza that we're eating right now, by the way, as well. Thank you so much for getting involved on 0409945945.
Thank you so much for ordering me a pepperoni.
Yeah, ordering us the right pizza that we like. Right now, though, we're going to be talking about something that we love to do, finding wet pavement. And Mitch, what can we do with that wet pavement that we like to do?
Oh, you can write things in it, maybe.
We've all been there.
It's a tale as old as time.
You're walking down the street, there's some fenced off little piece of the footpath.
Sopping wet cement.
Dripping wet cement. What soggy. Can you do? What's the first thing you want to do? Write something funny in it. Write something thought-provoking.
The best part about it is that once you write it in there and it sets, it stays in the pavement.
Immortalized forever.
Yeah.
In the footpath.
Yeah, like, you know.
Your awesome thoughts, your funny joke, your handprint immortalized forever. That's why we've got right now top 10 things to write on wet pavement if you are so lucky to come upon it. Sophie's doing a gesture in the studio here.
A rude finger.
Which is kind of rude, but if you put it into the pavement, it would be funny.
So in some cultures, that's like a big yes, you know, a triumphant yes.
In some cultures, yeah.
Middle finger up, thumb out at a right angle.
And then you shove that into the wet pavement. That'll be immortalized forever. Mitch, right at the top here. A quote. What are we writing?
So, in quotation marks, one of the coolest things you can do is smelly gooch.
With an E. So, smelly with gooch with an E in quotation marks.
I guess misspelling it maybe is like a cool, I don't know. Anyway, and then we can do dictation. And then like a tag to say from Summer Heights High. Yeah, just
you have to clarify because it's a bit old.
Yeah, it's so old now, isn't it? Yeah. Love and then RIP and then the date 30th of the 3rd 1991 must have been someone special that day, I'm not sure.
You can also put some more intellectual ones in there, like your name. That's but not clever. Actually put your name, but just write your name,
like Y-O-U-R space N-A.
So like write Mitchell. So if I write Mitchell in the pavement,
that's when you would probably do Bernie. It's witty.
Yeah, or like your initials.
But it's not actually initial.
Oh, I get
it. The word's your and the word initial.
Yeah, literally.
Okay. If you were to see that immortalized in pavement, you'd be like, okay, somebody smart this way is me.
Freaking legend status around here.
Yeah.
The presence of greatness, basically. Yeah.
And Sophie, you're a pretty cooked unit. Some of these ideas that you've come up with has really thrown us for a loop. What do you share?
Catch me outside, how about that?
Fucking
hell,
man.
That classic one from Dr. Phil, I think.
What? You're a cooked unit.
Yeah, flubber wubba dub dub. I think that's a quote from a pretty epic TV show.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay, this one's really funny. Phone number of a friend. Now, this one isn't one of your witty ones, but it's like you literally write in the phone number of one of your friends.
Oh, right.
And people are going to call it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, have you ever got one of those called? Oh, man.
Oh,
so
like, call this number for sex.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from the pavement.
Shut up.
Ad in the pavement.
All right. We're detailing right now the top 10 things to write in wet pavement. These are my picks. Citizen Kane sucks. And that'll get people riled up. Up the bunnies. Something funny. Don't know what to write, lol. That'll just keep people guessing. Rabbitohs 2020.
Meta.
Your initials?
Again.
Maybe that could be your actual initials.
Like. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like yeah, that. True that. Okay. I'm wet. Caps with an W-E-T. And this one will keep people guessing. A dolphin was here. So, this leads us into the section, the McDonald's section. So these ones are these are ones that we've actually seen out the front of McDonald's that we think are really noteworthy. So a dolphin was here was one of them. It's like makes you think, did a dolphin grow legs and walk here?
What, McDonald's?
Is that somebody's is that somebody's nickname? If so, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so these are all ones we've actually seen from here on in. So from the dolphin one, these are all ones that we've actually seen.
Near a McDonald's.
That's right. So we've breezed through now the top 10 things that we would suggest you write. Now we're into ones that actually exist that we've seen at the front of a near McDonald's.
I mean the top 10 best ones.
These are the top 10 ones that we've seen that are best out the front of McDonald's. Sophie, you hit us up.
How far to the nearest Macca's? And then
that's pretty good.
That's pretty good because it's near McDonald's.
Yeah.
The next one, 500M, like little M, like meters. 500M to Yumtown. And that's the below the Macca's sign.
The actual Macca's sign of the actual McDonald's?
Yeah.
So it's maybe like, it's presumably like 20 metres away.
Yeah, I think the distance is a bit off. But can I has...
It's confusing.
The next one, can I has Big Mac now? And that's out the front of the McDonald's.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Can I just say my favourite one, actually?
Yeah, go ahead, Mitch.
There's someone, it's not so much writing, it's more of like a diagram of like a big penis, like a big veiny penis squirting onto a burger.
Squirting like, what, though?
Onto like a Big sauce, Mac burger. Like special sauce. Because it's always like, whoa, what do they put in the Big Mac special sauce?
Yeah. That's what it actually is.
Yeah.
Mystery.
My favorite's get me. I saw that.
All right, that's funny.
Soft serves ice cream prices are just too damn high. They are actually though. I think they are.
It's good that that's in the paper.
Yeah.
Don't even know what stuff's made of.
Hold up, if you hit Macca's, get me chips.
Yep.
That's so witty.
The next one, McFuck. Funny. And
capital F-U-C, but the rest
but
is
the
lowercase.
The rest is the lowercase.
Kind of crass, but...
And M.
And the next one, if you are reading this, then you are at Macca's.
Smart, okay.
Yeah,
one.
Finally an
A little bit of a mind bender.
That's a funny one.
They must have been so high when they wrote that one.
How far to nearest Yumcha?
That's actually out the front of Yumcha, not
That's
Macca's.
Right. It's good to point that out. Yeah, so it must be the same person, I guess, that sort of...
Who thought it was funny to do the other one. The
funny the Macca's. A what?
Cartographer.
A cartographer. Oh, wow, that's a good word.
Nice.
Map maker.
Yeah, map maker.
Cheezels are underrated. Got a couple last ones here. That one's in front of Coles. And Mitch, these last two, I will pass them on to you, my dude.
Thank you, my man, because I did write this one myself when it was wet out the front of the Petersham Macca's. I'm on shrooms and I'm high AFRN.
Were you actually on shrooms at the time?
No, it's just high.
High on something.
Why would you write that then?
I was on those shroom caps.
That's shrooms, man. Okay. All right. And lastly here, you did put your initials under this one. Macca's coffee, this way comes.
And then later on, I came back later on when they redid the pavement and scrolled under it. Do you know the way?
We're going to jump to a song now. You listening right now. You watching us right now. You go and get yourself a special ganja juice, and we're going to jump to a song. And
you're watching
a
special edition of Robbie's Modern Life.
We'll be right back.
You're watching Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBRTV.com. My name's Robbie. With me is Sophie.
Hey, yo.
Rodney.
Bernie.
Hey.
And Mitchell.
Mitchell, that is. Hello.
And we have been receiving many texts from you in regards to the latest offering that FBI is doing right now. It's exclusive to this show. No, it's not. Yeah, whatever.
It's exclusive to you. Enjoying it.
It's called Request Textable. You know all about it. Bernie, lay it down for them.
Okay, so pretty much you guys are in the driver's seat for this entire week, and we're kicking it off today with some great stuff. We've already had some crazy text-ins that we've had to play because so all bangers. Requests.
Oh so many God. Bangers.
You guys have some cooked units. Crazy Frog, Smash Mouth, All Stars, Weedest Dirtbag, Blink-182, All the Small Things, and We Don't Speak American by Yolanda Be Cool. So many hits, and
yeah, it's got us bopping in the studio.
So all week on Robbie's Modern Life, you can text in, and basically we'll just play whatever song you want to hear. It's up to you. Request Textable
Festival. We've had some pretty fun ones, but we've also had some pretty like trolley ones, like Crazy Frog, Smash Mouth, All Stars.
We've got to play them. We've got to play
them.
Guys,
it's such stinkers. Cooked units. Oh my God.
If you what? Texted
Dear
in.
Mommy.
Oh, yeah. What was that? What? Sophie, can you just turn your phone off?
We just got a text.
Dear mommy.
Another one.
A request.
Okay,
yeah.
What was that?
What was that noise though?
What was that?
You guys don't recognize that sound?
Dear mommy.
Okay.
I kind of do.
What was that?
The ring. Okay, Tones, you know Tones and I?
Yeah.
We love her songs.
Yeah, we're getting derailed here, but yeah.
Has just come out with, it's called Ring Tones and I.
Oh.
Oh, it's
so
all in the title.
She's taken clips from her songs and some personal messages as well and made them into ringtones and text tones. And of course, I had to download them straight away.
Naturally. Oh, your phone's going off.
I'm getting some requests.
Was it like a free app?
Yeah, like an app or is it?
Yeah, it's totally free.
What?
Ringtones and I.
Yeah, ringtones and I.
I guess it's just so it's like bored during quarantine.
Tones
That's
and
awesome.
I, the most famous singer right now.
Yeah.
I guess she must be kind of sitting around at home during quarantine, decided to just put together these really neat little audio files that you can use as ringtones.
Your phone's going off.
Or
oh my your God. Phone's going
text
off.
Tones. What a ring queen. Tones and I.
How an do absolute you, queen.
Oh my God. You can just customize it so it just rotates through all of them. It just doesn't
yeah,
seem
I've got
to
it
even stick on one.
Right now, so
what are those texts?
Can you show us, can you just like show us some of the sounds?
What are the texts? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the sounds first. And all, yeah.
Yeah. Let me open it in settings.
Well, we just heard them all, but let's hear them again.
Okay, we'll hear them in isolation now. Yeah,
it's quite an involved app.
Pick up your phone. Pick up the phone.
Just flip through.
Yeah, go through just quick ones.
Stop telling us a show.
It's really unnerving.
That one was special.
Oh my God.
Okay, so all right. Level of our chat is well below the level of that text.
Are there any more, or is that a?
What, yeah.
Is so loud.
How cool is that?
Awesome. But it's it is Request
good.
Festival at the moment where we're receiving your
Request Textable.
Getting the messaging wrong. It's just starting this week. We're here all the week.
So many, I think.
All right, let's stop talking over each other, and then we'll have a show on our hands. Bernie, what is going on here?
So we should be getting those texts, Request Textable. Why don't you open one of those up, and we'll hit play on the song, whatever
let's
the song is.
Let's just go sort by most recent. Well,
yeah.
That's how we'll
yeah,
work
that sounds
through.
Smart.
Good idea.
So
yeah.
Text in now if you want to get heard.
Yeah.
0409-945-945.
There's a new one. Let's play that one.
What's that? What does it say?
It says, D's Nuts Audio.
Oh, come on.
You guys
on.
Know what that is?
Yeah, the yes. meme
oh,
joke.
Meme.
The meme.
Oh, well,
we can't
sort of
play that, surely.
But
we
have
obliged to.
Our hands are tied. We have to. Bernie, play that audio. We have
all
to
right.
play it.
Here we go.
These nuts. Got it. Got it.
All right, classic. Thanks for getting in touch. Oh, wait, there's another one there. Let's, what is that?
This one says, you guys might have it. D's Nuts. Slowed plus reverb.
Oh, okay. Now they're absolutely taking the piss.
Dude, so much trolling on the text.
We're completely obliged to play this, though, however, so we'll hit play now.
Yeah, our hands are tied on that one. Oh, God, another
can
one.
Can we just request that maybe they don't
play D's Nuts. Just you can request anything other than like related, you know, audio. Just play songs, basically. Just
don't text it in because we have to play it if you text it in.
I wish we could put those rules in place, but the rules is rules.
No, we can ask kindly to the listener, do not text in about
D's
Nuts. You can
ask, but you can't request them of anything, okay? This is the rules.
They do the requesting.
You request, maybe let's keep it to some songs, keep it upbeat with.
Hey, you can't request them of anything, they request. This is the rules.
Okay, well,
what's next?
Hopefully there's a song here.
Oh, no, there's another one. Sophie, what does that one say?
Sophie, you got that?
Okay.
Hopefully it's Weedest Dirtbag or something.
Oh, I better not be D's Nuts again.
You don't.
What is it, Sophie? Read it out.
What is that? D's Nuts bass boosted?
I don't even want to read it out. Yes, Bernie.
Is it?
Bernie, read it out. Sophie can't read it out.
Okay. D's Nuts audio bass boosted in brackets.
Auto-tune in brackets.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah.
I thought that's a brand new one.
Diatonic fifth harmony.
Oh, God.
Oh, the worst harmony.
With the 20-second reverb tail.
You guys
tail.
Are trolling us.
You guys
what?
Have no concept of like sonically good harmony as well, obviously.
Also no conception of humor as well.
Also, we need to get to some music, but here is what you asked for.
Betty, where'd that audio come from?
Oh, I...
You had that on hand?
Have that?
Yeah, I weirdly had that specific D's Nuts, you know, chopped and screwed version.
Oh, you know what? Funny.
Why did that one keep looping as well?
Who whipped that up? I don't...
Look, I don't know. I just was prepared for that for some reason. I had that.
You didn't just do that live. You already had that in your library?
Already had that, yeah.
Okay.
You got a whole folder of it, dude.
I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
Our hands are tied. You text in. You request. We have to play it.
Can we just ask, I don't even care if it's not music, just not D's Nuts.
Just not D's Nuts, please.
Okay,
please,
honestly, I think we're getting a really good sense of who the texters are to this TV show. And I think that they are like, you know, I'm on the second day of a festival, right? I've had a big night and there's there's that one dude sitting on the hill watching the war on drugs and he's just got like a beer bong, just beer bonging
just himself. Taped to his mouth.
Like the OG cooked unit, you know what I mean?
That
makes
OG.
Me miss festivals so much.
Oh, man.
I miss it too, to be honest.
What do you miss most about them?
I don't know.
I've got a vivid image of you basically doing that, Rob.
Oh!
That's what I was thinking as well.
I bet you missed that, Rob. I bet you missed that guy up on the hill watching the war on drugs with a beer bong taped one end to his hand, the other to his mouth.
Too real.
I met this guy over the weekend at a party. This absolute character. His name was Duke. Hang on. Brody. It was Brody Duke. Yeah, that's right.
That's a weird name.
Weird name, but he was such a nice guy. Anyway, a mate of mine introduced us because he goes surfing with him out on the Bommy at Freshwater once a week. And they usually grab a coffee after their morning surf and they're like pretty tight, right? These two guys. So he introduced me to this guy, Brody Duke.
Right.
So my mate, his name's John. He thought we'd get along well and full credit to him because we did. So, like a house on fire. We got along so well, Brody and I. We were chatting away for hours on end. And at this get-together, at this party, and he's such a nice guy. He owns this dinghy. So he wants me to go fishing with him sometimes, so that's pretty cool. So I haven't been fishing in ages. In fact, I mentioned the show, and with that, he extended the invite to you three as well. He said he'd love to cast a line with you all and get to know you all.
Okay, wait. So this guy Brody Duke wants to go fishing with us? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. He's a really nice Brody Duke. He's a really nice guy. I reckon
where's
you guys
he from?
Will get along.
Is he like this cooked unit or at a festival or something? Is that what you mean?
Well, that reminded me. But he's actually a really nice guy, and he wants us to go fishing with him. He's got three extra spots on his boat, so apparently it's going to work out perfectly.
I've been fishing in ages.
I don't even know how to fish.
No, he's a really nice guy.
Teach a man to fish, you know. You got to teach me to fish.
Yeah.
He's got three extra spots, so I think it'll work out perfectly. He's so nice.
Okay, so us three can come then, I guess.
Yeah.
All three of us? Everyone can fit on the boat.
Chances.
Yeah, all three of us should
That's
be able
perfect.
To.
Wait till I can't come?
No, I think
all three of us would be able to make it.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. Wait, so let me get this straight. So this guy, Brody Duke, that you met at this party, you're going to introduce my mate.
Yeah.
He's happy to have us out on his dinghy to go fishing?
Like, I don't know. It was like, maybe we were just like really drunk and getting along well together. You know how it can be like, sometimes it can get really personal really quickly.
Yeah, you find commonalities.
Yeah, like suddenly like you've organized a hike in Argentina. Like anything could happen at these kind of parties.
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy.
These kind of cook guys that you do, yeah.
What?
Sorry. Anyway, I'm just keen to get on the boat as quick as possible.
Yeah, yeah, all three of us should be.
That sounds so nice. Like, honestly, it's so lovely.
Brody Duke. Brody Duke is his name.
You
know what? Shout out Brody if you're listening.
Absolute legend. Brody Duke, if you're listening, you're an absolute legend, dude. I can't wait to get on the boat with you.
That's so nice of Brody Duke.
That is so nice. Oh, we've got a text there.
Better not be D's Nuts. If it's D's Nuts, I'll rage quit.
What does it say?
I love that song. I'll put it right on now for you.
Sick. Thanks for texting.
What is it? What is it?
You're going to have to listen to hear it. Thank you so much.
We didn't pick it.
You are the loosest unit I've ever seen on a text. Let's get it. Robbie's Modern Life on FBI TV. Hey, welcome back. My name's Ray Martin. With me is Sophie G.
My name's Sophie G. Your name is...
Bernie Bolgi.
Hey, what's up?
Mitchell Dizzy.
There's a me, baby.
And you gotta tune to the TV station of FBI 94.5.
You're watching live right now. Request textival.
We've been loving your company today. And as Bernie rightly says, it's been the request textival. You have your say this week on what is getting played. Yeah, and whoa, there's another text, Sophie.
No, I'm scared to open it.
Last song was so good.
It was. That was a great choice from you. Thanks so much for that. This next bit of audio that we're going to play is what, Sophie?
D's Nuts audio.
Oh, here we go.
What, just try?
Just OG.
Oh,
again?
Hey, my hands are tied. As are yours, as are yours, as are yours.
D's Nuts. Got him. Got him.
All right. Awesome. There it is. Very annoyed that had to go to air.
Right. Very annoyed about that.
That's okay.
Okay.
Feel a bit let down by our audience.
Anyways.
That pizza was yummy. That show was yummy. And my faith in humanity has absolutely been restored. Frankly, due to Katy Perry being pregnant with Orlando Bloom's baby, that kid is going to be hot to trot.
What are you talking about, bro?
The hotness of that kid actually did restore my faith in humanity. It's going to be so hot.
A teenage boy I saw the other day carried an old lady's shopping to her car, and that frankly restored my faith in humanity.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I have actually, faith in humanity.
You already have.
I never lost mine. Yeah.
You never lost yours.
Well, I definitely lost mine.
Did you? Did anything else restore your faith?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. A cute dog I saw yesterday while waiting for my coffee. That restored my faith.
Was it big or small?
Small. Actually, small to medium. Okay. Super cute.
That's all it takes to get the faith back, does it?
Yep.
In humanity. Yep.
In canine-anity.
So cute.
Had to wait like 15 minutes for that coffee, though. Faith lost.
Maybe that's what.
Faith lost in baristas.
And also, did you guys see that viral video of an old woman that was rescued by a helicopter? That unfortunately, the way the propellers were moving,
spun her about. Spun her about. Yeah.
The woman started spinning around at an increasingly fast speed.
Yeah, let's hear a clip.
That was awesome.
Anyway, so that photo, a photo of that old lady in hospital surpassed 1 million likes on Instagram yesterday, and I couldn't be more stoked.
I'm proud of that.
That's awesome.
And that actually frankly restored my faith in humanity. Yeah.
Hopefully that ad revenue goes, into her pockets or helping her after that accident. Yeah.
Here's a clip.
I can't wait for our faith. I can't wait for radio to be restored next week on Monday, midday till 1, when this show airs again.
What? Radio
comedy. You're going to have to... It's another slog of shit over the next week, that's for sure. We can't wait to be with you. Sophie, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.
The pleasure has been all mine.
Bernie. Actually, it's all mine.
What?
Okay,
no.
And Mitch.
It's mine.
You know what? Mine too.
Oh, it's all about us.
I'm bandwagoning.
Me three. My name's been Robbie Armfield. We've really appreciated coming here today. Follow us all on Instagrams, you stupid person.
Oh!
Don't follow me on mine. Mine's private.
Okay. Ours is all private, so don't follow us.
Yeah, I'm too shy.
Donate to FBI.
Donate to Animal Rescue.
FBI.
And donate to Instagram.
Sneakerdonation.com.
Donate to Instagram and Facebook today.
I don't.
So he's so random. You're the random one.
I kind of like that adventure, that sense of adventure that you just instilled in me. Like that, you could just, you know.
What do you mean?
Brody Duke surely instilled that in you, man. Inviting us all to go sailing on his boat
Don't pull fishing. That shit again, man. I'm not going to have to sit on here and pretend like I want to do that.
Coffee. Yeah. All right. Let's go get a coffee. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful day, wonderful week. Appreciate you being with us. You can listen back on the podcast, Robbie's Modern Life. And if you're listening on the podcast right now, we appreciate you. Thanks for being with us.
Do we get a pot out now?
Yeah, that's right, man. It's available everywhere. We've
had a pot out for years, man.
Okay. Like Robbie's Modern Life on Facebook. And listen to my sister podcast, Welcome to Meet You.
My sister do a podcast as well.
I do it with my sister.
Wait, you have a sister?
It's called Two Chicks.
You never told me you had a sister.
Shoot the shit.
And goodbye, thanks.
This podcast is called Daddy Issues.